Used ads? Yeah, sure, we got some used ads. Let's see. Now, this little number has been around. I'm not saying it's high mileage, but a little old motorcycle dealership used it to help them become number one in sales for all of Canada. But sure, take it for a spin. The key goes in here. Yeah, a little choke, and...
There are all kinds of Yamahas at Hearst. There's the big ones that go ring ring, and the little ones that go ring ring, and the ones in between the doodle of both, sort of like ring ring ring. And when you buy one, Hearst will show you how to ride it, so you don't go ring, pouch! And you can be assured that Hearst will go tinker, 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 so that your bike makes you so happy that you go...
Hearst, Innes Road in the east, Bell's Corners in the west, Richmond Road in between. Hearst Yamaha.
Not bad, eh? Yeah, that's what they said in New York, where it won a Clio. And Hollywood, where it won an International Broadcasting Award. And Toronto, where it took the Canadian Marketing Award and two Canadian Radio Commercial Awards. And Ottawa, with the ASA Award. Want to hear some more award winners? Sure thing. I gotta go moisten my throat with a little liquid plumber. This smooth-sounding guy will tell you what the other ads won.
The following commercial won an Advertising and Sales Association Award in Ottawa in 1984 and an International Broadcasting Award in Hollywood in 1985.
Dear Santa, I know it's early. Mom says you're probably on vacation or something, but I've got a special request. You know the Children's Hospital? Well, my friend Amanda has to go there 3 times a week for dialysis. They don't have enough of those machines, and they need some new ones. Could you take the money for my presents and give it to the Children's Hospital instead? Thank you. Love, Melanie. P.S. I'd ask you to make her better, but I also wrote to God.
A donation to the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario will help buy equipment critical to the saving of young lives. Send your gift to the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, 401 Smythe Road, Ottawa.
The Clio Award, New York City, 1982.
The staff here at Wacko, they're kind of wacko. And sometimes accidents happen. Ooh, a speaker might get nicked or a tuner bumped, but the sound quality, hey, manufacturer guaranteed. So for each bump and grind, we drop the price. Whack it, scratch and then sale. Great prices on new, almost new components. So some buy in and mambo out with a deal.
Whack it and sale. 312 Parkdale. The International Broadcasting Award, Hollywood, 1985.
1, 2, 3. I own a car. I drive it fast. I bought an Alpine. They're built to last. Alpine is punchy. Alpine is true. And it's from ooh, whack it, ooh, whack it, ooh, whack it, ooh, whack it. Whack it radio, 312 Parkdale.
Whack it blazer,
1883 Clyde. Male or female, you need an Alpine in your bazoo. Get it from
ooh, whack it, ooh, whack it, ooh, whack it, ooh.
That's right from
ooh, 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 ooh,
whack it.
Retail Advertising Conference Award, Chicago, 1983.
I'm having the interview with le directeur of two of the NAC's finest productions, Le Restaurant and Le Café.
Hello.
The reviews have been excellent on both these productions. Le Café for its well-directed cast,
yes,
with 7 principal dishes supported by 7 sweets and ices.
Yes.
And, of course, Le Restaurant, with the main attraction being the Harvest Table,
yes,
where I'm sure you'll mention you can get an excellent seat from $9.50. Now, I understand some people have reservations.
But yes, we encourage them.
Le Restaurant and Le Café. Add a little theater to your dining at Le National Arts Center. Retail Advertising Conference Award, Chicago, 1983.
And so, as the last bit of her act, she pranced sinuously around the stage to where I was sitting, slid her tantalizing feather boa off her shoulders, and gave me her tassels.
What did you give her?
125th at F2.8.
Some of us are more dedicated to photography than others. That's why Vivitar makes a full range of quality cameras, lenses, and flashes for the amateur and the professional. Vivitar captures all the excitement. ASA Award, Ottawa, 1983.
The dreaded night is over. Now, there's nothing to fear. Or is there?
Hi, remember the package you ordered just yesterday?
Yes.
Here it is.
Delivery so fast, it's frightening. Quick Messenger's overnight service to Montreal and Toronto. The overnight service could be coming soon to your door. Quick Messenger service. On time, every time. Now, overnight to Montreal and Toronto.
ASA Award, Ottawa, 1983.
Starship presents the undersea world of Jacques Croutin.
With much excitement, we prepare to embark on our quest for a location for a new starship when Falco spots something.
Capitaine, I found something!
I rush to see, carrying my stylish clean jeans and in doing so, cutting Falco's air hose.
Help! My line's been cut!
Well then, Adlib, can't you see I'm busy?
So, with Calypso still moored to the dock, Croutin concealing himself from inquisitive cameras, and Falco drifting gently out into the temperate blue void, the narrator calls Starship for new cream jeans for the captain, and some funny material for Falco, and finally calls in Buzz, who knew the whereabouts of that new Starship all along.
Hi, there's a new Starship in the Rito Center. The Rito Center. You guys drive me 16 light years just as...
Void back, Fifth Avenue, Coherent Gate, Bayshore, Carlingwood.
And the Rito
Center. A new location. The Rito Center.
And what do you need me for?
Starship.
News happens. The newsroom comes alive. The presses roll. The trucks rumble out. It's 6:30 a.m. The Citizen. The early morning edition. The latest sports scores. Up-to-date local, national, international, and financial news. Get it first from The Citizen.
The Citizen, please?
At local outlets and newsstands as early as 6:30 a.m. The Citizen. The early morning edition. Part of your life.
ASA Award, Ottawa, 1981.
If Columbus had a Vivitar camera, he probably would have taken pictures. That's not to say he would not have discovered the New World, just perhaps not in 1492. And if Alexander the Great owned a Vivitar, he would have returned to Greece with great pictures instead of most of the known world. That's not to say that Bob Miller doesn't own a Vivitar.
Hi!
Or that if Michelangelo did, he would not have taken pictures at all, because, of course, Columbus had all the film, and we all know how stingy he was. It is, however, to say that Vivitar cameras, lenses, and accessories are available at Bill's Camera Craft, which means that you can own one, too.
So, those are a few of our more successful used ads, and... What? Oh, you want a new ad? Well, why didn't you say so? Just step over here into Mr. Bregman's office, and he'll arrange some artistic financing.